And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Culture Clash, Bad Odour. You're listening to The Upsetters under Ethan's right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Culture Clash, a track called Bad Odour. They described themselves in a brilliant manner via their Bandcamp page, which is...
cultureclash.bandcamp.com.
It is, cultureclash.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony One, Paulie being instant nil. And they say they are a three-piece noise machine from Hull who make music to rot your teeth.
Ooh.
Which, personally, I find rather offensive, you know, because I haven't got any. But yeah, great band, great new album out. Do make sure you check them out, cultureclash.bandcamp.com. There seems to be quite a lot of quirky punk type music coming out of Hull. I think Hull's right now has got a pretty good music. There's always been good bands come out of Hull, but I think right now they've got a really interesting music scene. Right, I have some additional material for you, Tony.
Cool.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's... I'm laughing already.
No.
Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
I'm just so proud of that. And now... our three Halloween shows this year are over. We are theoretically back to normal, but strap yourself in for what I have written down here as being the darkest joke yet from Jeff.
Oof, okay.
That's saying something. And Jeff says, by the way, he put a fantastic photograph of himself on Facebook today, dressed as a blue and yellow jester. He looks like something from It's a Knockout, right? But anyway... Jeff's darkest joke yet from Jeff. Here goes. Now, Jeff is the me in this. It's not me, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between me and cancer?
Don't know.
My mum didn't beat cancer. Fucking hell. Jeff, I've been laughing all day like that. P.S. I threw a boomerang away a few years ago. I now live in constant fear. Let's do this thing again, and then we're going to talk about boomerangs. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
I read this joke this afternoon. I thought it was fantastic. I threw a boomerang away a few years ago. Now, if you're going to throw a boomerang, obviously you have to throw it into the air, right? Mm-hmm. So when you throw something away, you just put it in the bin. So the joke works as a play on words of threw. But this is my question. You might even know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
How fast would something have to be travelling at approximately 6 feet above the ground, right, for it to go into orbit around Earth?
Oh, God. No idea. No idea.
I've never thought about it before, but, you know, because obviously its orbit is because of gravity and shit, so you get a fixed position, don't you, basically, really? Or it goes... It's because of the pull to the thing that you're attracted to, whatever it is. But if it's too low, obviously it'll just hit the ground, won't it? So it's got to be going fast enough. And I know that you could probably tap away and find out on the internet while I'm talking about this. Clearly you haven't thought that. But what I thought was, if you did throw a boomerang, if you threw it, it would be, when it left your hand, it would be sort of 6 feet above. It would go higher, of course. But would it travel all the way around the world and hit you in the back of the head? That's my question.
It's because of the curvature of the Earth. Would it? You could have fast enough so it doesn't.
The curvature of the Earth. I'm sure if you threw it fast enough, it would just go around the Earth, wouldn't it?
I mean,
it might just hit something. Of course, you'd have to throw it on a line of latitude where everything's flat, I suppose.
It's like damn gravity, isn't it? It's always a problem, gravity.
Yeah, I know, this section isn't normally that long. Anyway, thank you, Jeff. If you've got a joke or plans because of that, please send it in. During this show, I'm going to see if the internet will provide an answer to that question. And if it does, we may get a quiz time for Tony at the end. Right,
okay.
Two songs in a row now. First up, I'm just going to describe them, and then you'll see how my notes and things work, right?
Yeah.
Dutch punk rock with definite overtones of Goldblade, damn it.
Ooh.
Which means that they're a Dutch punk rock band. I do think they sound a little bit familiar in that they sound a little bit like Goldblade, but no, that's no bad thing. And they've come via Damn It Records.
Ah, okay.
And I think you know about that, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you go to dammitrecords.bandcamp.com. You pays a bit of money every so often, and you get music every so often.
Yeah, and they send it through to us in advance, and some of it's fantastic. The Frontlines being one. We've got another Damn It track later on in the show. But for now, what is the Frontlines Bandcamp page?
Thefrontlines.bandcamp.com.
It is thefrontlines.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B, and the internet. Neil, stay tuned for the Battery Farm. This is Who You Gonna Trust?
Who you gonna trust? No.
Twatsicle.
Hard times. Hard times. Hard times. Hard times. Jumbles. Hard times. Jumbles. Hard times. Jumbles.
Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Battery Farm and John Bull's Hard Times. They are gutter punk from Manchester, Tony. What is The Battery Farm's Bandcamp page?
Batteryfarm.bandcamp.com.
It's thebatteryfarm.bandcamp.com. Make it pull the internet one, Tony, two. I feel like you've been a bit cheated there, Tony, but anyway, I did say The Battery Farm. I wasn't pulling it all over your eyes. Simple thing. TheBatteryFarm.bandcamp.com. Oh, what a great song that is, John. I'll tell you what, it's, as much as I enjoy our Halloween shows, when we do get back to inverted commas normal, because we've had sort of 2 weeks worth of music coming through, I have a lot more to listen to. It takes me longer, but I think we do end up with 9 fucking bangers for the next show.
Sweet.
Yeah. Now then, you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you have Facebook, don't forget, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page and leave the comment. You can have a reply to last week's show post, or if you're feeling particularly fruity, you can go into the groups and talk in there. And also, whilst I remember, this is show 998. We are 2 shows away from 1,000, or 1 show away from 999. So, you know, just saying, if you want to get some congratulations in, I'm just giving you a few ideas there, what you could possibly post about. Or say goodbye to us, whatever you want to do, really. But you just let us know your Facebook comments. Thank you very much. So we've got a few this week. This is more of a mention. Natasha Pryback got in touch.
Hey, Natasha.
And she says, Lesbian Bed Death, they're playing Punky Radio.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Now, this wasn't on Punky Radio's page, it was on yours. I remembered, I saw it. Sam Lim got in touch.
Peg Tolo, Sam.
Friend Monkey of the show.
Fist. Monkey Fist.
He says, absolutely cracking music last few weeks. Really enjoyed the Awakening Fallout track from a few weeks back. I always love a bit of Zombie and the Skeletons. And he says he's always listening.
He did. Always. I'm very pleased about that.
Yeah. So thanks, Sam. Thanks for listening. Still, he's recording music, wasn't he, a few years ago? Covers and things. Not heard much from him.
But
recently.
Yeah, but it's kind of the lockdown thing. We're all going a bit mad.
Of course it was. I forget about lockdown. They were the days, weren't they? That's it though for Facebook.
All right, well, that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never type that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
You alright?
I was a little bit distracted there because I was looking at the questions that are going to be quizzed on Tony.
Right, okay.
Sorry about that. Right then. So anyway, excellent Facebook work there, Tony.
Sorry, all
right,
yeah.
Quite as engaged as usual. I think it's about time we heard some Bavarian punk, Tony.
Okay.
A band called Tame the Abyss, who have crowdfunded successfully their first album that came out last week, and it's really good. And this, I think this might have come from Wormhole Death, you know. Not absolutely sure. I'll have to check. But we got a little bit of a change of direction here. I know they're down as being Bavarian punk, but I think when you hear this, you won't think it's particularly punk rock, but you are going to like it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is Tame the Abyss's website?
TameTheAbyss.de?
Sort of. It's tame-the-abyss.de. tame-the-abyss.de. Sadly, Tone, probably be an Internet 2, Tony 2, and this is Black Mould.
Overgrown with black mold.
You're listening to Chop Chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's a shame we haven't got this bed on the show next week, because then I would really enjoy saying Chop Tops because of another band we're playing, but more of that next week.
Cool.
Black Mold, Take Me a Bit. A great track, that. Obviously, I like all the tracks. But we might play more from the... if we get more. Mm. Let's put it that way. Did you do anything last week?
I think it was university work. There was no... there's nothing bandy going on. So no practicing, no gigging. Did a six-day working week.
Oh, they're the worst.
Rested on Sunday. Finished watching that Devil's Hour, which was good. It stayed good. It was one of those series that didn't disappoint. I watched two seasons. That's all that's out at the moment. Third season, okay. I think it's coming out at some point.
Maybe I will give that a go, Tony.
You might as well hold off till the third season comes out. Then you can watch it all and it'd be done then. But it's worth your time.
It is a fair point, the way I binge watch things, that I'm sure I could do it in a weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's only... 11 episodes, I think. Right. So okay. You can definitely do it, but it's because it's got a cliffhanger at the end. It's like, oh, you might as well wait.
Oh,
because it's got Peter Capaldi in it. It does feel like a dark Doctor Who spin-off. It's like, because it's Doctor Who solved all his problems by stabbing people.
That would really get me watching it again.
Doctor, yeah. I know, but this will do instead. You know,
straight in the eye, Davros.
I think that's it. There's not much else going on. Work. We had a house viewing on odd Friday. Who knows? It's kicking the tires. We kind of actually don't care anymore. We've kind of resigned ourselves to not move until next year. And then we get a house viewing. So that's all carrying on. But nothing much. How was your week?
How did Doctor Who defeat the Cybermen? Shivved them. Got a shiv in a Cyberman. Fucking brilliant. Yeah. It was just a sharpened toothbrush.
Yeah.
What let you take your toothbrush in? I don't know. You just wipe it against a prison wall a few times and bang, straight in a screw's eye. That's how I'd survive prison.
That's right.
Well, last week, I got another fucking parking ticket for parking outside my own house.
Oh. Right.
Now, I've already sent one mad letter to the council saying, look, I paid for it and you took my money on the 26th of October. Please, can I have the permit you owe me? And can you stop fining me for parking outside my own house legally? But I thought I needed to go the extra mile this time. So it was handwritten and I wrote fast. It's a right fucking scribble. And at the end, I just put, this is increasing my stress levels and affecting my mental health. And I got distracted as I was writing the word health. And the H kind of falls off a bit and goes down a bit. So it just looks like I'm utterly fucking nuts. Posted that.
That'll work.
If they stick another ticket on my car, I'm just going to send them a letter saying, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, I hope it'll be sorted out this week. So that's that. I just this afternoon listened to Forrest. Lose 3-1 to Newcastle after being a gold up. Murillo scored his first goal. Brilliant. But you know what? Newcastle outplayed us today. We had a bad day.
Right.
These things happen. Yeah. We've still held on to, I think, fifth place.
Fifth, yeah.
Yeah, So we've lost the game and we're still in European places. It's ever so tight, though. There's only one point between third and ninth.
It's not.
Wowzers. And our next six games do not look easy. So I don't think we'll be anywhere near there at Christmas. But but it's been nice while it lasted.
Yeah.
Also, on Saturday, I went to see a comedy show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I went to see Tinder Tales, right, which is a show that's run by my mate Chris O'Neill that was staying with me as part of the Nottingham Comedy Festival at a venue called Vibes. Now, Vibes is a nightclub near the stage, right? But the bar area to one side of it is a fantastic little basement bar and a brilliant place to do stand-up comedy. I was very impressed.
Oh.
Not a huge crowd, but it's a Nottingham Comedy Festival. Most people don't know it's on. But how the show works is they do about 15 minutes at the top explain what the show is, and they bring out a comic to tell a story about a failed relationship or how a relationship happened or a relationship story, right? It's not just about Tinder. And then they invite the audience one after the other to get up and tell a story. Now, I haven't performed on stage several years now, but anyway, Chris said, look, there's not a big crowd, would you mind telling a story? I went, yeah, but man, I, you know. So I reluctantly put my name down, and then you write on scraps of paper, and then they pull the paper out. I came out fucking first. So next thing you know, I'm on stage telling a fucking story, right? And I still have stand-up comedy chops. I still know how to deliver a story. And then the person that got it after me said, well, I'm not a comedian, so mine will probably be rubbish. And I just shouted, I'm not either, and it wasn't. Don't panic. Anyway, that was fun. And then after that, that's a lie. That was on Friday night. And then on Saturday, I waited for Chris to do his show. I did nothing Saturday. And then I went to the Mayfair, my favourite Chinese restaurant, and had a lovely time. And honestly, you can't spend your money in there, mate. We just kept buying stuff, kept getting stuff. Came out 38 quid for the pair of us.
Wow. Absolutely
brilliant. I love it there. Anyway, that's that. Let's get on with From the Vaults. We've missed out on From the Vaults a couple of weeks because we've been premiering Zombina tracks. But now it's time to play something I meant to play weeks ago. The Fuzz Tones, Tony, a band I saw at Bozine House in Stevenage in, I think, 1986, not realising they'd only started in the US of A in 1982. They were quite a new band, but they did well very quickly. I love this song. My mate Colin lent me the 12-inch that this song was on. And the songs weren't 12-inch lengths, they were just an extra track on it, you know. Mm. Fantastic. I heard this first time, loud. I went, oh, I like that a lot. Fuzz Tones, I think, are still going, but I know Rudy Petrudi, the lead singer, had some health issues. I saw them, about 2010 or 2011, I think, at the 100 Club, and they were great. But since then, but they appear to have decamped to Berlin. I think they live in Berlin now, but I haven't heard much about them recently. Anyway, that's enough of that. You can find out more via the Fuzz Tones Bandcamp page, which is
TheFuzzTones.bandcamp.com.
TheFuzzTones1.bandcamp.com. It's the numeric one. TheFuzzTones, number one. .bandcamp.com. Pull it into 3, Tony 2. What a turnaround. This is like Newcastle Forest. Bad news travels fast.
Well, I got something to say, girl. I hope you're listening close. Cause here's one fishy cow that's slippery than most.
Wow! Baby, you're just a schoolgirl. Here's a lesson you can use. Just ask any woman, they'll tell you I'm bad news. You're not the first. You know you're not the worst. Bad news travels fast.
That's right, baby. Now don't you try to change me, I'll just string you along.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Fuzz Tones. And bad news travels fast. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. And I don't know whether you've noticed the titles of the tracks this week, but a certain Orange Man Baby has once again become the leader of the free world. And most of the tracks on this week's show have kind of got something to do with that.
Oh.
Odd times, who are you going to trust? There's a bad odour, black mould, bad news travels fast. Because quite frankly, we did get the result of the election far more quickly than we were expecting. And he has won it by a bit of a fucking landslide, hasn't he?
Yeah. Was there artwork?
I stand up with Ian Stone. I saw a clip from him. Fantastic. When he was at the comedy store and someone in the crowd made themselves known that they were from the States, and he said to them, do you not think the election in the US is a bit too important to be trusted to the Americans? Quite a nice line. Right then, so Geeks, you got a gig?
I do.
So that means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm just so distracted.
That's all right. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK, but it is nice if you can email me. I have been emailed.
Very good.
I Mike's been in touch.
Egg Tolo, Iron Mike.
He says, Egg Tolo, Tony.
Oh, we'll be hearing more from Iron Mike at the end of this show as well.
Excellent. He says, have you sold your house yet? Got some gigs booked in for Lincolnshire next year. Not sold it yet, Mike, but if we do, I'm sure we'll be heading that way. It's where the magic happens.
I've heard that.
Explain the means.
I think that's the tagline on the county side, isn't it? Welcome to Lincolnshire, where the magic happens.
The magic happens. Twinbury, Luxembourg. I don't know.
It's better than Derbyshire. A nuclear-free zone. I think I mentioned that before, didn't I? Years ago, the sign for Derbyshire said, "Welcome to Derbyshire, a nuclear-free zone."
No.
And it said the same thing in Luton. "Welcome to Luton, a nuclear-free zone." And I thought they'd done that in advance because they know they're the most likely to get fucking bombed.
That's just tempting, isn't it? So he said, yeah, so we've got a couple of gigs for Iron Mike. So this Friday, the 15th, at the Red Lion in Rounds?
It's Rawns.
I knew we've had this conversation before, yeah. Rawns. Julie's Dead.
Brilliant.
Those Bell Ends from the Misspelt and Crash Induction.
It's just a great lineup. It's just Northampton on tour. It's brilliant.
Pretty much.
A pretty good gig.
And it's free entry. Doors at 8. I mean, that's Julie's Dead. Yeah, so there's all sorts of member.
And when's that? Is that this Friday?
This Friday, yeah. Right. 8 p.m. That's a good one.
Friday off, my God.
Recommended. I can recommend it, bands. And Saturday, the MK11 in Milton Keynes. It's another free gig. Slacker, Junk Season, Zarak, and Crash Induction. Again, doors at 8 p.m.
It's great.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's great.
Loads of great bands. If you are in the areas, do check it out. That Friday one is going to be a special night.
It really is.
That really does sound good.
That's a cracker.
And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ah, la, la, la. And that's the perfect song to introduce the next one, which I'm actually going to turn to Wormhole Death. We mentioned them. They mentioned us on Facebook last week. Mm. And now we're mentioning them. Because, Tony, it's time for a band called Metal Riot. They are Finnish punk-infused metal from via Wormhole Death, right? And this is the letter that came with the email that went through, or rather, the start of it.
Mm.
And there's something very polite about metal in terms of the labels that send you things. The music itself might not be particularly polite, but the labels are. And this one starts, "Dear media partners, I thought you might be interested in reviewing Metal Riot's album, Birth of Terror." "Yes, I'm very interested. Thank you very much. There's nothing I like more on a Sunday afternoon than reviewing the Birth of Terror." Anyway, it's a great album. There's some great tracks on it. And we're about to play one. So what is Metal Riot's Facebook page. Now, they may have other pages, but they didn't appear to have a Bandcamp. They might have an Insta and all that sort of thing, but the only one that I could find for them is Facebook. What is Metal Riot's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Metal Riot Band.
It is. Facebook.com/Metal Riot Band. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 3. Here's a nice ballad for you. Eternal Speed Death. You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Metal Riot, a track called Eternal Speed Death. Find out more, facebook.com/Metal Riot Band. And you know what? That is, even though Wormhole Death are primarily a metal label, all things metal, that I think lends itself a lot more to kind of Motorhead and hard rock sort of, you know. But anyway, great track. Are you doing anything this week?
The two band practice thing. I think I've got alcohol practice Wednesday, and then I've got babies practice on Saturday. No gigs, and then it'll be work. No house viewing, so it's working band this week. That'll be about it, really. What are you up to this week?
Well, I got nothing down either. All that I've got planned this week, all I've written down in my notes is prison.
Right.
Quiet. Right, and I can't remember the reference to prison, but I think it's that I might end up going to jail for non-payment of parking tickets, but I don't know what else. And other than that, yeah, I'm having an easy one this week. Weekend after next, I'm going to be fairly busy, so, and we'll talk about that on next week's show. Okay. But yeah, I'm not doing anything this week either. So should we just crack on? Because like we've had lots of long chats already, haven't we?
Yeah.
Two songs in a row. Stay tuned for the Lemon Drop Gang. But first up, Tony, as threatened, I thought it'd be a bit later. It's actually right now. It's only YT1300. Yeah, it's only Iron Mike's Crash Induction offshoot, which I think will quite quickly become his main focus.
Hmm.
We've played them before. You may have heard of them. They are, of course, a three-piece Star Wars geek punk band from Northants.
Yeah.
And this has come via Dammit, Dammit.
Ah.
So it's another example of not only the power of Punky, but the power of Dammit Records and the power of rock and roll. So once again, quote Goldblade, when we played a track by a band earlier on that sounded a bit like, oh my God, I'm good. Paul said, fancying himself, after looking in the mirror the other day and thinking, you look like what would happen if Homer Simpson actually aged. It's not good, is it? You don't want to look in the... Well, frankly, I don't in any way recommend anybody looking at photographs of me naked, full stop. But me naked in front of the mirror, sideways on, does not make for pretty viewing, I have to say.
We're all getting old.
Well, it's true, yeah. Mm. But look, we ought to play this song, didn't we? So yeah. What is... and YT1300, Tony, you embarrassed yourself a bit, didn't you, with the name of it? Because I asked you, because you're the Star Wars fan around here. Yeah. And I said, you know what YT1300 is? And you went, yeah, I think it's a droid that lives in the rubbish or something, wasn't it? But it's the registration plate for the Millennium Falcon, isn't it, or something?
I think it's the type of the Corellian type, isn't it?
The minute you start going Corellian, I go, there's little angels dancing around my ears going, la, 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 la. But yeah, so we think it's the type of spaceship that the Millennium Falcon is.
I think so, yeah.
Well, handily, the name is in their Bandcamp page. What is YT1300's Bandcamp page?
YT1300.bandcamp.com.
No, but I'll give you another go at this, because YT1300, the name of the band, it's Y, it's capital Y, capital T, then a hyphen or a dash, then 1300. Do you want to have another go at YT1300's Bandcamp page?
Is it YT-1300.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. I know I helped you out there, but what a good point. Tony 4, Point of Being Internet 3, stay tuned to Lemon Drop Gang. This is 12 Systems.
Foamy. We'll be right back.
we do. Leave the world behind.
Hey.
Leave the world behind.
Hey.
Leave the world behind.
Hey.
Ah, leave the world behind.
Hey.
Leave the world behind.
Hey.
Leave the world behind.
You're listening to Rahman Mamadli underneath us right now. That's right, it's Azerbaijani guitar music, perfect for weddings. That was the Lemon Drop Gang, a track called Leave the World Behind, something we're all tempted to do now the Orange Man Baby's back in charge. The Lemon Drop Gang are a garage pop justice league from Tucson, Arizona, via Rumbar Records. So Hegtolo, Malibu Lou as well. Brilliant band, played them before. I got a feeling that the first stuff we got from the Lemon Drop Gang was when they'd kind of done punk for kids. Do you remember? I'm sure it was them.
Oh, Isabel. Good
thing. They did a lot of punk rock songs, but they were kind of for kids. But anyway, this isn't. They've kind of thought, you know what, fuck the kids, they buy records.
Fair enough, yeah, true.
But anyway, that was the Lemon Drop Gang. Great track there. And for some reason, Tony, I put down that their Bandcamp page is in fact YT1300. So, I can't ask you that question right now, but if you can take... Oh, by the way, if I just ask you if you got a twat, I know you're going to say no. Maybe you can talk about it while you're doing that. I'll find a web presence for the Lemon Drop Gang. So, Tony, have you got a twat?
No. No. I know. It's surprising, especially with the affairs in... and the usual twats of the US politics variety. We've had nothing. Not yet. Maybe they're stuck in a bit of a block in the pipe. But nothing this week, so if you do have a twat for me, don't forget, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats you with thanks, every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. I mean, you know, he's not in charge the 20th of January, so maybe they'll wait until he actually does something rather than just exist. But I'm expecting, we twatted him a lot.
Yeah,
last time. It will only carry on, I'm sure. But hey, at least we can still keep twatting.
It's a deep and slightly unexpected win for him, to be honest. But anyway, what I want to know is, Toke, how has that happened?
Well, that's what the whole country's asking themselves, but you know. Yeah.
But I just got the Lemon Drop Gang's. Right, what is the Lemon Drop Gang's Bandcamp page?
Lemondropgang.bandcamp.com?
It's the Lemon Drop Gang. Bandcamp.com for the internet for Tony 4. And we might not have a twat, Tony, but we know what happens there if I know in advance. And advance was very short notice, but I managed it. It's only time for another quiz. Time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
So pleased with that.
It's excellent.
It makes me laugh every time I hear it. Yeah. Largely because I know how much you love it, just having a song about you.
Well, you know, so I often like sing around the house, and I called myself the other night. It was just before we went to bed, and I went, "Bedtime for Tony." I was doing it.
It's like I walk around the kitchen, mate. Fridge time for Paulie. So anyway, this is a bit of a last minute quiz time for Tony here.
Okay,
right. So, three questions. These are not technically to do with boomerangs, but I will explain about Jeff's boomerang at the end of this, right? Question one. At what altitude would you not fall back to Earth? So, basically, how high would you have to be before you stopped falling?
I thought it was something like 3 or 4 miles. But,
3 or 4 miles, yeah?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Right. At 22,223 miles in altitude, so you were close, an object is geostationary and will not fall at that altitude and velocity, which at the equator is 1,600 kilometres an hour.
Okay.
No points there if we've given out points. Question two. Right, hold on a minute. What is the speed needed to orbit the Earth?
9,000 miles an hour.
You're closer. You're just under 50% there. So, to maintain a stable low Earth orbit, an object needs to travel at a mean orbital velocity of about 17,000 miles per hour. However, if you orbit a higher altitude, it could be slower. So there might be a point where it would be 9,000 miles an hour. So you kind of have that, I suppose.
Nah.
Right, last one. Do you age slower in zero gravity?
This is yes.
Of interest to me. Right, yes. You just said yes there. Right, do you want to add your yes explanation, or do you just know that?
I'm sure there's something to do with relativity or something like that, and gravity and things. There's no say the less gravity, the slower things get or something. I don't know.
I'm an expert on this. Now, read something. It's not as slow as it could be, because gravitational time dilation is actually making an astronaut age a smidge faster compared to the rest of us on Earth. But their velocity time dilation has a bigger effect than their gravitational time dilation. So in the end, astronauts age slightly slower while in space. So zero gravity will slow down aging a little bit.
It's relativity, baby.
It's relativity, baby. Quiz time for Paulie. That's the end of quiz time for Tony, but it's not the end of hearing the song. Let's hear it again. Brilliant.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
Right, now, so my last question before the last song here. This isn't part of the quiz on Tony. It's more of a fact. So, in terms of Jeff's boomerang.
Yeah.
Jeff's boomerang, if he launched it, to eventually hit him in the back of the head, I think he'd have to throw it at just under 17,000 miles an hour, with the aim of it being just under 22,000 miles in height, because then it would just slowly drop, wouldn't it? I think.
Yes.
So Jeff, no pressure, but my basic maths here, and forgive me, and I'm sure one of our listeners will say, no, it's this, in fact. But I think, Jeff, if you can throw a boomerang just short of 17,000 miles an hour, and you can lob it up to just under 22,223 miles above the Earth, you're in danger of being hit on the back of the head by the very thing you threw. And I will just say as well, sorry this bit's become a long bit, I will just say as well, my own boomerang experience, because we should all have some, dates back to Woolerton Park in 1992 with my mate Shaky and a girl called Lynette and a boomerang, right? And I'm left-handed. So Shaky throws the boomerang and it does a big old arc and it comes back, right? Then she throws the boomerang and she was standing next to me and Shaky was kind of 10 yards distant, because so that we throw them in the general direction of each other so he didn't have too far to walk in case it didn't work right. She throws it right-handed and she throws it to one side and Shaky sees it as it starts to turn and he starts running off, but he runs off in exactly the same curve the boomerang's taking and he ended up having to dive to the floor as it shot over his head. Right, then it's my go and Shaky goes back 10 yards again and says to me, look, you're left-handed, when you throw this boomerang's for right-handed people, so I think rather than throwing it straight at me so it'll curve, rather than throwing it to curve, I think you're gonna have to throw it straight at me and then it'll probably curve away. I went, are you sure? And he went, yeah. And there was a load of students down the park, a load of people there, right? I went, are you sure? He went, yeah. So anyway, I threw it straight at him and it just hit him in the forehead, knocked him off his feet. It's a perfect shot. Right then, and I thought, I'm not going to play with boomerangs anymore. They're dangerous. They are weapons.
They are.
Anyway, last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And I haven't saved the best of the last, because they've all been brilliant, but I've saved a cracker till last. This band called We Three Kings, Tony. They are fuzzed up rock and roll from Manchester by royal appointment. I like that on their Bandcamp page, it says by royal appointment, because they're We Three Kings. What is We Three Kings' Bandcamp page?
We3Kings.bandcamp.com.
It is We3Kings.bandcamp.com. W-E-T-H-R-E-E Kings.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 5, fully being the internet 4, and this is what's frankly going to happen now, what with all this new stuff, Blackout.
We'll be right back.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was We Three Kings, Blackout. What a terrific end to what has been a terrific show musically. Once again, the chat might have been a little bit long, but sorry about that, but you had a laugh, I would think. Also, I will just mention that when we played the Tame the Abyss track, track four, Blank Mold, we didn't play the whole lot. It is over 4.5 minutes long. There was a very convenient place to cut it at about 3:30, which is why it faded out. So there is more to that song, but we don't really like to play a song that long. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
And maybe you could quickly mention one or two ways other people can listen to this show.
Don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page. You can visit loads of things on there. Do check it out. You can find us online, various stations like punkyradio.com, radioander.se, and radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with a fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon. It has Amazon Music on their podcast thing. And you keep saying it, but if you get yourself on the Alexa devices, you can give her a skill to learn. Go to the skill store, search Bunky Radio and download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that. It will enable you to play Bunky Radio by the sound of your voice. So that's what it does. There you go.
Well, look, it's unlikely that we'll see you this weekend because we're busy doing our own shit. But anyway, listen closely. Say goodbye, Quattro.
Goodbye, Quattro.
A poog! A poog!
Oh!